Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house. Your mum's house. Arms out to 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 your mum's house.
Oosh.
Yeah, boy.
Episode 78. What's up, party people? What's going on? It's your boy Amber. It's my main man, Theme. Enjoying this beautiful weather that we're having here, early May. Oh, my God. I'm loving it, man.
Basketball vest season. Kobe Bryant in the house.
Fuck, I should have worn my one, man. Shit. All right. Anyway, doesn't matter.
What have you got? What have you got?
I've got the Orlando Suns. I've worn it on the pod before.
The Orlando Suns?
Yeah.
Really? That's a new team. I never heard of them.
Phoenix Suns. That's
Phoenix. Phoenix Suns. The Orlando Suns, yo.
The Phoenix Suns, yes. With the Barkley in it, Charles Barkley on the back.
Big Chuck.
Yo, man. Yeah, I've been enjoying the weather. Did a little painting yesterday, little orange and yellow jobby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You weren't feeling it.
But I was confused because I thought you sent me a text. You said, who did you asked me who did this? No? No, I said to you, who did this? And you said, who do you think?
Yeah.
I said, oh.
It was an AMS piece. Look, you can see it here on the screen.
But the B looks very AMS. See, I'm not even looking at it. I've looked at this for time. The B is very AMS. The A is some completely different next flex. And the S, I guess you've done it shorter to see the arms house background behind.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
And I didn't know if it was a sketch or a piece from the photo you sent me.
Well, that's a
compliment. I was like, what is this?
This is literally...
There was a reefer reach, so I thought, maybe reefer's done it.
Mate, I love reefer, but reefer couldn't.
When I said, did reefer do this? You were like, fucking hell, I'm insulted.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about, man? Yeah. I fucking painted it. It's an AMS piece, for fuck's sake. It's got arms house thing on it. So I sent it to you. Yeah. Anyway, enjoyed that, man. You big up reefer. He passed through a couple other heads I saw. That was fun, man. Just to be out there in the weather and shit. Today, though, I had a pretty chill one, though, where I didn't really go out. I've just been on the computer all day, man.
Just been on OnlyFans?
No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, Ekit. That was ridiculous.
Let me grab my drink. Hold on.
What have you been up to?
Oh, bruv. Utes and gym and picnic in the park. Just went for a picnic in the park.
Wow. With the missus. Nice. She made a nice spread.
Yeah, chicken and rice. Grapes and cheese.
Which park?
Acton.
Oh, Acton Park. Beautiful sights of Acton Park. were there any Roo Boys around? You know what I mean?
No, be like the herds of Roo Boys. There was a couple of Roos.
I'm just kidding.
I went to a fun fair yesterday, Shepherd's Bush.
Oh, is it?
On the green. Nice. Do you remember that? Back in the day... You used to get, that was like 100% get robbed.
Jacksville, man.
That was Jacksville.
100%, yeah.
Everyone got jacked. That was one of those places you think, if I'm going to go there.
You had to roll with a firm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then even then you weren't safe.
Even then. And again, you have to pay to get in now, £2.
What the fuck is this?
Yes, I got the missus and the utes.
Mm.
So that's already £2 each. I'm like, what? You don't have to pay to get into these shit things. You know what I mean? Like these shit travelers' fares.
Yeah. I didn't realize you had to pay.
What the fuck?
But I guess
you got to buy tickets. So we spent £30 on tickets.
Jesus.
For the youths to go on these rides. The rides are like 5 tickets each. You're like,
wow.
Fucking
and that's what they do now as well. Oh man, that's sly, because I haven't been to a fun fair in a long time, but that pain to get in is obviously because, like we're saying, people used to get jacked at these things, man. That's a way of regulating.
The front there's a sign saying we have the right to refuse teenagers. It just says like teenage. And Leo says like that, look, and they just like, I'm like, yeah, that is what it says. That's what it says. That we have the right to refuse teenagers.
Just for
no
being a teenager.
No hoods are allowed and all this. We've got CCTV. Oh, wow. You can't. I'm like, bro.
Damn, son.
Where are we going in?
But there was
three little rude girls there. There was three rude girls.
Mm.
And they were all quite fat. Yeah. And they were all like properly sagging their trousers.
Oh, shit. The girls were.
Yeah, these girls.
Damn.
Fucking ridiculous. You just want to say to them, like, love, when you get older, when you look back in 20 years, if I showed you this photo, you'd be like, yeah, I look like a dick.
But mate, we've all. I've got pictures of me when I was young and the clothes I used to wear, man. I look like a fucking dick. Remember in the 90s when it was baggy clothes? But then it got to a point where it was baggy clothes. Yeah. Like you're wearing tents on your legs. And I was like, what the fuck was I thinking, man?
Yeah, the baggy and the better.
Mate, that's crazy. You know what I saw when I was setting up this for the pod for us to record, man? I saw an advert for the 30-year anniversary of the movie The Crow with Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee? Bruce Lee's son. Yeah. Remember that movie, yeah?
Yeah.
They're re-releasing it, like, you know, updated version of the movie, whatever. And I was just thinking about how, you know, how sick that film was. That was an ill film. I haven't seen that in a long time.
I remember there's a lot of hype when that came out.
But do you remember that what happened on that movie?
Someone died, no?
Yeah, Brandon Lee got shot by one of the fake guns on the set, and then a real bullet flew out and killed him, man. And there was all these conspiracies around it about, oh, it was the triads, it was the Chinese mafia who did it to kill because of Bruce Lee. And obviously there's mad conspiracies surrounding Bruce Lee's death as well, man, which is crazy. Yeah. But I remember hearing those rumors, and then obviously it looks mad weird that he got shot on set. You know what I mean? That doesn't happen that very often, you know what I mean?
Talking of shooting.
No, but wait, before you move on, wanted to say, I looked into it, and there's a whole documentary about what happened on the set, and it was basically, had an interview with the guy, all the people were on the set at the time, the weapons expert guy, the other guy, the DP, and the other actor who actually shot him. You know what I mean? Like, who shot him by accident. And it's crazy. Basically, they didn't check the barrel before it got shot because they did a second take. The first take went well, and then the second take, there was a thing jammed into the barrel. And so the fake shot that was in there pushed that bit that was stuck in the barrel, a little chunk of metal like this big, and it projectiled out and just killed him within his head.
Turned into a real bullet.
Yeah, exactly. So the conspiracies, but obviously the conspiracies still run rampant, man. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how many facts you put in front of people, their minds are going to run wild. But anyway, yeah, sorry. It's talking about shooting people. What were you going to say?
Talking about shooting, yeah.
Yeah.
I go to this fair.
Oh, yeah.
And the utes, like, they see this gun one where you've got to shoot down these thin metal strips.
Yeah.
There's like six of them or 10 of them, whatever there is there. And Alex really wants to go in it. He's like, oh, I want to go in it. I'm like, yeah, sweet. You know, I'll show you how to do it. And he can't, like, hold the gun's too heavy.
Like a rifle, yeah, long
it's
one.
Air rifle.
Yeah,
it's a real air rifle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too heavy, plus the chain hanging down to, like, connect it so you can't nick it. And you can't do it. So we're like, allow it. And we walk on. But when we go back round it again, because it's, like, basically doing laps, he's like, oh, Dad, yeah, you said you're, like, really good at shooting. You should be able to do that. And I was like, let's go and have a look, yeah. And I go and have a look. I don't pay. Go and have a look. Look at the gun. Look at the sight immediately. Because, you know, sometimes you're shooting it dead on and it's going like that. You're like, fucking hell, bro. What's going on?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it, but it's got, like, locked sights like that. I said, oh, okay, see. £6, yeah?
Oh, shit.
For 6 pellets. And you've got to shoot 6 of these metal strips down. And I'm like, immediately knowing, no way this is going to work. Yeah.
What do you win? Yeah. What was the prize? Like a cuddly toy?
Like a fluffy toy. Yeah, yeah. Look, I'll send you there now. Look how well placed the gun is on this geezer.
I can see.
Special Operations Military Trained Geezer.
Check theme out with the gun, son. Yo, he's popping off shots, son. Were you playing MOP in your head while you were doing it?
No, just like, if the first one hits.
Yeah, then you...
I'll like, take my time and I'll try and hit the first one. If the first one hits, then maybe I can get... And then both boys are just standing there, just looking at me like that. Yeah. One wants an avocado.
Yeah.
I want the avocado.
Yeah.
And the other one wants like this chili, like fucking soft toys.
Yeah.
And a pang, 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 shoot all 6 of them down, yeah?
To
the geezer. Surely, yeah. You know, they've got the small presents at the bottom, prizes at the bottom, and like, all these huge, fluffy, hanging things.
You shot them down?
Shot every single
all
one.
All 6?
Every single
shit.
One. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. It's only like, you know what I mean? It's like 4 meters away.
Yeah, yeah.
This is bang, bang. And,
I'm so like, you gave,
So yeah. Which one of these did we get? Like, shot all six down. I paid £6.
Yeah.
Six pellets, shot all down the bruv. 100% record. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you can have one of these down here. And like, bends down to the floor to point to like the wackest shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All
yeah.
the smallest shit.
Oh, man.
You can have what two of those shit ones or one slightly bigger one. I'm like, nah.
I want
mean?
The big fucking.
I shot six down, bruv, in yeah. one go. What? And I get, and I still get the worst toys. yeah. What do you have to do? Tell me what you have to do to get the better toys, because all of my things are down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no!
Yeah.
But luckily, they had the small avocado and a small chili.
Ah, so sweet. Chili. So they were both happy.
See, I fucking told you, your old man. can lick your head off. You understand?
That's pretty slick, though. Even
every
under
single
pressure,
one down.
Under pressure, it's
but
like
still the shittest. The toys are like that big.
No, that's what they do. It's all it's these carny games. They're all a scam, man. Even like the basketball one, you know, they squash the rim so the ball barely fits through it, but you can't tell from the angle you're looking at it. And then like they put like empty PlayStation boxes in the back and shit. Going, oh, if you can get it in, you can win a PlayStation. You know, they do bullshit that, man, just to get your money in that. They're not designed for you to win, you know?
Boys, so let's tell the people what we're doing in episode 78.
Yo, we are...
Episode 78 is great.
It's going to be quite a visual episode, so the people listening, you know, maybe come over to the YouTube. We're going to do our favorite dubs on an LU train, on a London Underground train. Favorite dubs. So what's a dub? Man, the confusion, people. I posted it on the Instagram. People going... Oh, dub. And they're sending me pictures of pieces. I'm like, that's a piece. It's not a dub. And they're like, oh, it just seemed. One guy said, no, it's a mega dub. I swear to you, someone said that. And I was like, mega dub? What the fuck? I go, it's got two colors. And I allow for a third color.
It was a mega dub. yeah. You mega mug. Bro.
And so I allowed for like three colors if there's a one time around it or like white highlights or something. You know, we allowed for that. But a dub is two colors, usually done for speed or for lack of paint. You know what I mean? And you just want to do a dub, you know, so that's what a dub is. If in case you need some clarity, for fuck's sake. This is Arms House, man. We shouldn't be trying to explain this shit to you, motherfucker.
Explain what a fucking dub is.
So it's any era. I mean, we did our favorite pieces on trains. Fuck, I can't remember which episode was it. Was it 27? Shit. I'll put it here below anyway. You can check that episode if you want to go check that out. We did our favorite pieces, but up till 1989. So we still got to do our favorite pieces on LU trains from 1990 onwards, you know? But this is all
what era. Have we done? That was London, yeah?
That was London, yeah. Only London trains. And we did New York trains as well up to... Oh, no. The London... Sorry, I'm getting confused.
You're getting confused, son.
The New York one we did was up until 1989. So we did New York trains up until 1989. That was this episode here. You can press in the top corner. You see on the YouTube.
Get
you know,
me.
Technology, you know what I mean?
Subscribe and like.
And we did, yes, motherfuckers. And we did our favorite pieces on London Underground trains, but any era. And that episode is right here. You can check that out. There,
that's a
at
sick
your
episode.
Own leisure. That was a great one.
Wasn't that with Scheme? Because Scheme was... Could...
No, we went through a lot of the ones.
Give some, yeah, we know. We gave some new Scheme. London trains for Scheme to
continue. Yeah, we did a lot of those on there as well. So basically, Theme, you've got about five. I know you've got more than five, but you've got around five you're going to show. I've got around five I want to show. And I reached out to you guys on the Instagram, and so I got sent a bunch of nice dubs for us to check out. So this is any era, any London Underground train. But it has to be London Underground, and it has to be a dub, which is two colors, three colors maximum. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
All right, who wants to kick it? Should we play a song first and then get into it, just to get in the mood?
Man, I don't know what order my dubs are in. Are your right. dubs in an order, yeah?
No, they're not in an order. Let's play this song. You decide. You're going to send me the first one, okay, as soon as the song ends. This is Dat Kid. From Bristol, Briz Stand Up, produced by Leaf Dog, Crud Addict. This came out, I think, about 3-4 years ago, maybe longer. Check it out. Yeah.
Yo, I've been fucking money out here, yeah? Chief Ledger, that of Leaf Dog.
At last place, you wanna bring the drama.
Remember, I showed you I'm crazy.
Eric, the red and the fuck 29 to 30 MCs. I do them dirty.
You know how we fuck.
At last place, you wanna bring the drama.
Remember, I showed you I'm crazy.
The marigolds underneath shit. My patience ain't as long as my penis. Stay out for everything like I need it. Take candy from your baby. Tell you that I'm teething. Do the crime, do the time. Fuck that, I'm breezing. Babylon dead valley. Make sure they seen it. Lifestyle hotcakes. Demeanor freezing. Slap you in your mouth. Then again, just for bleeding. I'm calm nowadays. I ain't never been tame. I would call half you rappers out, but I can't remember your names. You got your tongue in my ass. I got my head in the game. I might as well do it. Either way, I'm getting the blame. Yo. Contraband wedged in my ass crack. One hand in your pocket, the other unclipping your chick's bra strap. I'll bounce your head off the tarmac and leave you roadside without your shit like you just got carjacked. I'm so loose, you can't tie me down. You know where to find me, fuck if I might be found. They let me out of jail on basis like, why is he out? I'm still out here crawling out, how'd you like me now? That's real life, you wouldn't know you ain't the real type. I snatch handbags, snatch mics and steal bikes. Can't nothing match what jacking you feels like. I do it out of greed, just cause it feels nice. You oblivious, I'm sizing you up like gums. Yeah, I'll take your bitch walkies, better watch my charm. Can't seem to keep my hands to myself, all my thoughts in my head. That's how these bitches get talked into bed. Man, your breath smells like my fingers. I wonder why, yeah, I wonder why. Bet she kissed you after. I bring the drama, I was the guy, yeah, I was the guy. I've earned my status, check my background. Briss knows me, I'll take your door free and shit like his police. 1312G, fuck the long arm when they lift me. It's all tight lips, no speech. I'm on my money game. My bust knuckles and bloody stains. That's don't fuck with me, cruddy thing. I turn up at the spot, they're like, oh, what a bloody shame. But you say it quietly, like my fucking name.
Rap game heavy hitters. At last place, you wanna bring the drama.
Remember, I showed you on Queen's Head.
I like him, man.
29 to 30 MC.
I was gonna ask what your thoughts are on Dap Kid. He's dope, man. You can't deny it, man. All right, so Theme, you're gonna send me the first dub on it.
I sent you via email because what? It's from the. I've sent it to you via email.
Oh right, well you could have warned me, man.
Blood Club Mac Air Mac, isn't it?
Which email?
You get me.
Which email?
Amber Tarbush Records.
I don't have that on my phone, bruv, man.
Oh, is it?
Why are you sending it to email, man?
Because it's.
But you should have. Okay, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay.
I am sending you my first thing.
All right. And we were saying they're not in order, right? They're not like top five, number one, number two. It's not like that. It's
They're just ones that got to be in there.
Ah, there we go.
There we go. There we go.
Let me briefly describe it for the listeners.
Describe the blood clot rhythm.
It says Mr. Zonk. A chrome dub with a black outline, a green border around the outside, little highlights, nice big shines going through it. AC, Mr. Zonk, legendary
Zonk,
guy.
Man.
Who did he big up? Figs.
1998.
Dub Stars, 98. There we go.
98, baby.
That Piccadilly line? That's a Piccadilly, or is it Old Central? Old. Or maybe Bakerloo. Fuck, man. I don't even know.
This could be like South Harrow Yard or Chiswick Works. Or I don't know where this is from.
But that's a station shot from the station. It's, you know.
Figs. Yeah. But anyway, the dub.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Very nicely done. The classic style. Obviously, Zonk, he's developed a little bit. You know, you can see how his
style
is. Yeah,
but from 98, do you imagine? He was young.
That's what I'm saying, man. Killer.
He was young.
Almost top to bottom. I mean, it's a small train, but, you know, he reached right up, got to touching the top of the windows. Very nice bounce to the letters.
I love that shit going over the windows up to about there, just doing what you want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Completely. And Mr. Zonk and the attitude of the letters and the whole thing about how up he was back then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fat, dirty green border, like proper fucking London graph, that is. There's no denying it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
sick.
For sure.
Sick. And at the time, just fucking everywhere.
It's a dirty.
It's dirty. It's
dirty.
Rank, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's fucking bad boy for them to talk
about. It's dirty, but clean, if
Lop
that makes sense.
Off.
Although, if there's one thing I got to say negative about it, which I don't think there's anything negative, but I would say the cracks, man. The cracks, maybe he rushed them a little bit. You know what I mean? They look a bit too dirty. You know, it looks dirty, fits the aesthetic, but that's just me nitpicking now. But that's a good one, man.
Bruv.
I like it. I'm curious whether some of ours are going to overlap, maybe. You know?
I think definitely some of them are.
Yeah. All right. Well, definitely. I tried to go a bit deeper and not to go too obvious. I also wanted to kind of like span them a bit, not have them all old school, because, you know, I love the old school stuff and the old school letters. So it could have easily just been all pre-1990, all of the dubs. But I've tried to, you know, put in a few from here and there. But here we go. I'm going to send you this one here.
Send me the blood cloud rhythm. Send me. I can't wait to see what it is.
I rate this image as well. Just the picture itself is dope, man. This is an old school one. This is definitely maybe 89, maybe early 90s.
I was looking at this.
This is maybe, I reckon, early 90s, come to think of it. So, theme, describe it for the listeners.
Bruv, this is a fucking juicy bit of graph.
Isn't it?
I saw this. I think it's Splat. Splat's Flickr.
Yeah.
And I was going through a lot of his shit when I was doing research for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this on there.
Yeah, I got a big up.
It says the Asian Amaze.
That's it.
Bruv. Lovely, lovely letters, window down with a nice red, like a nice red outline.
Yeah, man.
I was going to say burgundy. Red oxide, but it's not red oxide, is it? It's a lot brighter than that.
Mm.
It's nice, boy, it's nice. Is that a shout to Asia?
Yeah. Exactly. They probably both did it. I reckon they were both down there, the Asian Emace, and then they just did that. But probably looks like Emace threw up the letters by the looks of it. But it could have been them both. They both had, you know, their styles weren't miles apart, them two. And look, the roll call along the bottom of the train, fuel, grand, dire, mean, chain. But the yard, the shot, it's a shot in the train yard and it's covered in snow. Yeah, it must have been peak winter. There's snow all over the top of the train falling off. My fingers are fucking hurting just looking at this picture, man. It must have been icy cold down there, man.
But you see the letters, man. This captures that era exactly. Look at the N of Asian, yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
You see the really skinny
bit? The lines in it and all, like, this is fucking perfect, that N, bruv.
It's that balance of the really fat, like, chunky bits at the top or the bottom or the left or the right, and then the skinny bits connecting the letters together.
And the shadow as well being so skinny as well. But that's like, you know, look, makes it look more technical. It makes it look more, fuck it, it's nice. Clean. Clean.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very simple, very nice. I like it. The Asian Emace. All right, yeah, theme. Boy. Send me one. Next one, man. Let's go. Let's get through this.
You know the date of that one?
I'm assuming, if I had to guess, I'd say 1992. Maybe Emace, because I think he watches the show. So hopefully he can correct us in the comments below. But I would say around 92. All right.
I think this might be my favorite dub on a train. The more and more I look
at it. Oh, shit.
On a London Underground.
Wow. All right. I didn't see this one. This one's a classic. Yes.
It is banging. Top to bottom, too cold.
Sick.
Chrome with the drop down, with a drop down 3D. Like a blue and yellow fucking cloud behind it. Orange and pink as well.
Yeah, we allow those colors because it's a dub. It's an actual dub. Chrome fill, black outline, just got highlights in it, but it's got a 3D, like you said. Yeah, down rock. Too cold.
Multicolor border or something. I don't know what's going on with it, but yeah, too cold.
That would have looked better.
Fucking, I love the way it takes up the whole thing. I love the two, bruv. It looks so like fucking, yeah, what? Too cold.
Looks
bruv,
like
what?
Looks like a hashtag because he's done a Roman numeral two, you know, so II. But it's
really fucking cold.
But yeah, it looks kind of like a hashtag, man. Hashtag
takes up
cold.
More space. It takes up more. It's a fucking eradicates more train. Do you know what I mean? Too cold like that.
That's a
the
good
C-O-L-D,
one.
C-O-L-D, all sick.
Is there but, a...
You know, this train wasn't done in no fucking Chiswick Works or anything like that. This train was like done.
It's proper.
I don't know what... I can't see what train it is.
It looks like a Central maybe. Not even like late 90s. Because look at the red door.
It does look curved.
And it's curved at the top. Maybe not. Maybe I could. Maybe it's a baker. I don't know. Fuck knows. But that is a sick one. Right. I didn't even come across this one when I was looking for it, man. So big up UK Frontline. See,
this one is me going in my stash of Frontline magazines.
There we go.
I got pure Frontline magazines, pure bomb alerts. I didn't realize how much shit I've got. And now I've pulled it all out. It was all stacked in a suitcase.
Ah, talking about bomb alert, because I reached out to a couple heads and I was, because I actually, too cold, I messaged him.
This dub might be my favorite dub on the London Underground. I don't know why. It's just banging.
All right. I'm sending it to you now. Boom, boom. This was actually, I asked Too Cold himself. I messaged him. I said, yo, what's your favorite?
This is exactly what I'm looking at on my screen.
Okay.
This is exactly what I was just telling you was going to shut your mouth.
This was the one he told me to put up here, man. He said this was one of his favorite dubs. Obviously, he didn't. He just said it. Just the first one that came to his mind was a Fume dub with a red outline.
Who said that?
3D. Too Cold.
He said it himself. There's a fucking Too Cold next to it on the right.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a piece next to it on the right. But we're talking about the dubs. So yeah, describe
that
it.
That is a hard that train just looks fucking sick, bro.
Isn't it? This is borderline.
I don't know if I've got the same photo. Which one have you sent me?
It's just the one of the Fume, but I've got the one of them both.
Too Cold is there.
I've got the flick of them.
Much bigger shot.
Yeah, I've got the both. Yeah. It's in the Bomb Alert 3.
The car is hard.
And this is borderline, like, you know, it's a dub, but it's a mega dub. What I would call a mega dub. Yeah.
Hey, it's a dub.
I know.
It's a dub.
But it's got like blue 3D. It's got black bubbles going through it. It's got white highlights. But yes, it is a dub. All right. So
fucking look at that. Crazy. Look at that fucking dub.
I don't know why, but the way the M looks very simple, but I don't know the way it's sitting there and then the E next to it just. Man, so good.
The F is the shadow on the F. Because you know that was done in it. That was blatantly done in G or something like that.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
If it's Fume and Too Cold and all them not together, it's probably done in G.
Most likely.
That's like a proper yard mission, bruv, doing a dub like that.
Does it say Hangar 19 next to it? Hangar 19 for some reason. In between, you know. He's bigged up Char, Foam, 72.
Tox, Thor, Riggs.
Doesn't say a year, though. What year do you reckon this is from? Does it say in the magazine?
Or what? It blatantly does, yeah.
It blatantly does, but whatever. It's blatantly 90s. Probably late 90s, if anything. But that is an ill dub, though, man. That is a...
I think there was a Mood, a Rest in Peace Mood on it.
Is it?
Moody, yeah, maybe after not rest in peace. Cold, I'm not sure.
Maybe it's just bigging up Mood. Maybe it wasn't a
Chrome 72s on there, bruv. But the Chrome dub, bruv. The letters are, but bruv. The 3D shadow,
crazy.
Imagine that rolling through the.
Oh, mate, just to see that running would be crazy.
That's why, you know what I mean. You can retire off that. That mate. Kind of juice like that.
That's insane. It's insane.
Yo, that's insane. This is the exact dub that I was going to send you. I'm like, that's how I've got it on my screen. When you sent it to me on WhatsApp, I was like, oh, fucking hell, it's the exact same dub.
All right. So you got another one to send me?
Because that means that dub. You know what I'm saying?
Quintessential.
Shall I just go ahead and send you another quintessential?
Please do.
Well, maybe I haven't got it on these phones, but maybe we should go back to this. I'm going to send you this.
All right. There we go. Boom, Shanker. All right. Yeah. The classic of all classics. There we go. The Merry Christmas Train theme. I've got another photo of it. I'm sending it to you now. This one is dope. Someone put it all together. The whole lineup. It's a whole train. Window down. Dub.
Exactly. Now, this is brilliant, this, because I didn't know which fucking car to pick.
Yeah.
Because I've found a few shots of this as well. But this is one entry, this whole car, the whole train.
The whole train is basically window down dub. It says Merry Christmas 2 on one carriage. Then it says Rio Pest TA Tilt New Wave Inc. 27 WD Prime C's. Gosh, these are all dubs all the way along the train. Doze, the Big Met Posse, WRE.
Big Man Posse, We Rock Hard, baby.
Then CD, and then Fura, then Cast, then Crash, then Pick, and then it says Giants, and then it says From, Robbo, and Drax. Yo, shout out Robbo and Drax. That is, every Christmas, without a doubt, without fail, someone posts that on Instagram going, Merry Christmas, every single year. I do it. You know, I'm guilty of doing that a couple of times. Yo, it's just one of them legendary. Yeah.
Fucking hell, bruv.
Isn't it? It's crazy.
It's good to have. It's good that London's got these this kind of graph history. You know what I mean? It's properly.
Them lot, man.
It's properly set in stone.
And you know
this
Drax.
This is one of them cars, you know what I mean?
You
this
know,
is one of them cars, bro.
And you know Drax and Robbo, even from back in them early days, you know, when they were pioneering a lot of this stuff. Like, you know, they were looking to America. They were looking outwardly to all the other countries that were doing graph. And they were, like, setting benchmarks, you know what I mean, from early. They were like, okay, first top-to-bottom train, first top-to-bottom whole car, first, you know what I mean? Like, they were, and this was, like, on Christmas, they were like, you know what? This is, like, you know, calculated. You know, and it's like that outline as well, you know, the classic Drax kind of throw up style, you know, of the letters all the way down, Robbo style, you know, you can tell which ones Drax did and which ones Robbo did, you know.
Mate.
Very good, very nice, very classical. A lot of people sent this in as well for us to check out.
I don't know if, was that running?
Must have been, yeah. Must have been running. Anyone who was around in them days, let us know, man, if they saw it running or not. All right, talking about whole car, whole trains.
What a train this is. What a fucking train.
It's too good. And the thing is, actually, that's another thing me and Theme have thought about.
Bro, imagine if you'd done that train, that photo there with all the fucking cars like that. Bro, that's a sick shot for your house. Framed up, retired from graph. You can't tell me nothing. Done.
Bro, it's classic, man. And yeah, props to them lot, man, for doing that.
What have you just sent me here?
I just sent you
a
top to bottom whole train, basically. I want to shout out Dice because I got that from his book. This one here, I'm trying to find the page it's in. It was like a legendary top to bottom dub. Big up Dice. He's got this book. It's called Steel Canvas. Right here, Theme. Check it out.
Yeah, boy. So,
and Dice, he gave it to me. You know what I mean? When I saw him, he signed it for me. You get me? Big up Dice.
He blatantly wrote Amber's a twat on the second page.
So this is a top to bottom, just like capital letters all the way down.
What is it? Whole train?
Whole train.
Yeah, boy.
By Cherish and Carl in Boxing Day, 1991. Off. I'm going to read a little bit out of the book, man, because again, this photo was taken by... Boxing Day, 1991. The year was all but over, but it was a bitter winter and the Graf squad had been on full alert. There weren't many pieces running leading up to Christmas this year, so it seemed like it would be a quiet one for graffiti. Enter Cherish and Carl's whole train. An unimaginable spectacle to see in real life in front of you. Half a dozen top to bottom whole cars running on the district line, and it says, no amount of buff can cleanse our souls. A clear, provoking message to the authorities and moreover, the Graf squad. So that was a big message written by them top to bottom on this district. It's crazy. The picture only goes up to a buff and it doesn't, I couldn't find a photo of the whole train, but you can get a really good idea of it from this photo. Mate, that one and the message behind it, you know, it's a big two fingers fuck you to the authorities, you know what I mean? This was back in 91, you know.
Is that what it is?
They're complaining about the buff. They go, no amount of buff can cleanse our souls, man. It's deep. That's a deep one, man.
That is fucking brilliant.
All right.
The letters are nice, you know. The letters are, it's, man, it's nice, and it's a nice fucking dub.
Yeah, real nice, like, you know, yeah, like calligraphy kind of. They're not even graph letters. I mean,
talk
obviously
out the train. Just, gosh.
mate, they were on one that night, man. They were like, we're sending a message.
What's that? Boxing Day night, 1991. Shit, son.
Yeah, crazy. And we've been meaning to do one of our favorite Christmas missions.
9, 10 years old.
We were going to do our favorite Christmas missions, that Drax and Robo whole train, and now this one was done on Boxing Day, you know what I mean? We could do like our favorite Christmas time missions, like the, you know, Oxford Street.
Look at that train. No amount of buff can what?
Can cleanse our souls.
Jesus Christ.
And it is deep, man. And to pull that off, man, that is crazy, man. The whole fucking trade, son. They got balls the size of fucking Mexico, man.
It's nice. Just props, imagine it.
Not even a one-time
border. Yeah,
Just saying. Yeah, nowadays people would have, they would have filled in those gaps in it, man. But then, you know, they were, you know, this is early stuff, man. You know, I don't think many of those had been pulled off before this one, you know, in 91. How many whole car top to bottom whole trains have been done by then?
Well, I'm sending you now.
Okay.
Something quite tonk.
All right. Here we go. Tonky. Ah, this is on my list as well.
Was it on the La List?
The Trooper and the... Well, it wasn't actually. This was Met. Trooper, I reached out to Met CBM. I asked him, what's your favorite dub on a train? And he said this Trooper, top to bottom. I think it's pulling out of Hammersmith, this photo. I don't know if I remember correctly. But even the fame is dope. The little TikTok, blockbuster letters.
Look at that, bro.
You know what TikTok is when I say TikTok theme?
What, the way they're slotted in into each other?
Yeah, so one letter will be leaning to the right, one letter leaning to the left. I'm not explaining for you.
Mate, the Trooper is hard though as well, bro. Look at it.
The Trooper is funky. The fat
pink border.
That's a funky letter styles, pure of its time as well, you know?
Yeah, man.
The bottom heavy, the bottom heavy letters, you know? At the top, they're quite thin. And at the bottom, it just goes whoop, whoop, whoop.
But still well proportioned and done very well, do you know?
Very
nice.
Nicely done. Black outline.
Question mark. The whole top to bottom question mark. Like, it's sick.
Yo.
Man, I love graph like that with the... Mate, that's what graph should look like.
Yeah, for sure. That's a dope one, man. I like it. And the fame, yeah, with the 3D and the yellow one-time IBS. What's the IBS stand for again? I forgot. Irritable bowel syndrome. No, it was illegal business or something like that. I can't remember the other meanings for it.
That could be an illegal business.
But yo, big up Trooper and Fame. That one's a classic photo for sure. I think a couple of people sent that one in, you know?
Did they?
Yeah. All right, let me think. Which one should I send you now? I'm going to send... Fuck, I can't decide which one to send you. Shit.
Book is that with that whole car in it?
It's a Steel Canvas by Dice. Okay, here we go. Nice. Fuck it, I'm gonna send this one, man. I think this might be on your list. I don't know, but here we go. You can't really have a train thing without mentioning Cast. You know what I mean? Even though he was the piece in God.
Yeah, this wasn't on my list.
But this is a top to bottom dub that Cast did with the blue background. It's just, you know, it's nice and tasty, man. I don't want to dwell on this for too long, but look at that S, man. And you know, it's just too good, man. This guy was just ahead of his time, man. I think it's 91. Is that 91 on the far left? Oh, no, it doesn't. No, it's not 91. I don't know what year this is from, but the T, the way the T ends, he was so ahead of his time, this guy, man. It's crazy. And he goes, another dream becomes reality on the side there. Very nice indeed. Just funky, just really cool fucking letters, man. What can you say? You know?
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice proportion top to bottom.
It's fucking flawless.
I don't know about ahead of his time. I just think, you know, that's like how Graf looked back then, you know?
No.
He's still got like the fat bottoms and shit.
I mean, Graf looked like that, but it was more like, you know, when I think of, yeah, no, it did look like that. But just, he mastered it, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm still doing letters like this to this day. Exactly. You know what I mean? But I'm not doing letters like Trooper. But
people were doing letters like that before him as well.
Yeah, of course. All right. Theme, it's on you, man. Let's go.
Yo, I think I think you've got this.
Okay.
Well, I know you've got it. So, yeah, I'm not going to send shit.
All right, tell me.
If I think that you've got it, you know what I mean?
Go on.
I'll send something joke. I'll send you this for now. I don't know what this is, what number this is, but I like this a lot.
All right, let's check it out. Oh, salute, man. Classic red outline, chrome dubs. It says...
We got the GFS.
Vega.
Vegash.
Vegash, sorry. Yeah, Vega and Gash. GFS, fuck.
Fuck.
BTP. BTP. Yeah, fuck them, son. Very nice. Vega, I've always had a soft spot for Vega. Not like that, but I always like Vegas. And he's a good bloke as well. Gash, killing it.
You're always giving up your soft spot for Vega.
Yeah, Vega, man.
Yeah, but nice train. You know what I mean? Nice.
Pretty nice.
Done with shit paint. It's come out nice, that chrome.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Just look at the E like on the Vega, man. You know, the V-E-G, just how the letters sit next to each other. Yeah. Very nice indeed. Bubbly, bouncy. And, you know, a message we can all get behind, you know? Fuck the BTP.
Vega, yeah. Vega and Gash, get fucking scrubbing. Fuck BTP.
Classic. Classical. All right, okay. Now, you know what? I'm going to send a more, not a new one.
I love the letters on the whole thing on that Vega, on GFS, fuck B. I love all of it.
Mm-hmm. This one, okay, here we go. Someone sent this one in. I can't remember who, but I thought, you know, yeah, let's show this guy some love as well, man. He did a lot of trains back in the day.
Yeah,
you got it?
Yeah,
and, you know, the first one we did was Mr. Zonk, and now this one.
With the SB region there, boy. Look at that, Mr. Scholar, bro, in the fucking hell. Look at that, bro.
Mr. Scholar, top to bottom.
Look at that, bro.
Whole car. Yeah, that's a whole car, isn't it? Yeah, easily. Mr. Scholar, MisterScholar. Black outline, blue one time, chrome fill, SB tag on the right. This is just taking the piss, man. He did a lot.
Look at them letters as well, man. Look at the E on them. Look at the Mr. Scholar, bro.
The L's a bit skinny. That's the only thing I can say.
He was young, bruv. Yeah. I don't know when this was done.
This is definitely late 90s, man.
But fucking hell.
This is late 90s, maybe early 2000s.
Look at this shit. Fucking banging train, bruv.
Very nice top to bottom there, man, by Scholar. Salute. I bumped into him down in Portobello Road. We had a nice little chat. He's doing well, man. He's doing his thing. Yeah, respect
the
S's to
Scholar. It's a sick dub.
Who does Scholar write with a lot? Him and
that reminds me of like so much graph. That just looks like the whole of like SB, FLS, all of that meets together. That whole era of graph.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
Big up,
look
Scholar.
Look at the R, bruv. Big I used up. To try and do R's like that, bruv.
Yeah, the R's. Yeah, these are classic London dub style letters, man. You know what I mean? Very nice. Is that chrome fill or is that light blue? It could be light blue. Nah, that must be a chrome fill.
Your light blue,
yeah,
bro.
It must be
it's a
chrome.
Dub, bro. SB in the house.
All right, you got one to send?
Yeah, but I need to. I think you've got it.
Let me know. Which one is it?
Well, it's the Yeah dub.
Oh, okay, yeah,
red
I got
outline,
it. I got it.
Hammersmith.
I got it. Here it is here, yes. Yeah. This one, of course, is on my list as well. Top to bottom, yeah. Red outline
that
again, chrome
nice
fill.
Fucking dub, bruv. That is a nice dub.
You can't get much better than that, to be
fuck
honest.
Fuck me, bro. I fucking love it.
You can't get much better than that, man. I'm sorry, but...
Look at Hammersmith behind it. When that's
oh, yeah, of the, course, yeah. Mate.
I fucking love it.
I mean, just, yeah, again, the bounce and the, and it's so simple, yet just so.
But it's moving as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that photo is perfect.
you can't get much better than that, basically.
It is fucking
It's perfect. The end carriage. There's nothing on the right, nothing on the left, just a couple tags that he's done. You know what I mean? I don't know who he might have gone down there with. He may, you know, had a person with him to help him out, maybe. But, you know, it's not like a battered train. You know what I mean? It's just there, solitary, floating through. Just classic, man. Very, very good. I'm sure this would be on a lot of people's lists if they had to do favorite dubs, man, yeah. In London. And just those Y's that look like a picture
Sick.
Book.
Sick said this was, he sent this in as well.
There we go. Who's he bigged up? He's bigged up Cars and Take and Zombie and Shan.
Man, I love that. I love the photo. I love the moving train. Hammersmith behind it. I love the red fucking outline.
I mean,
the letters are obviously sum up that era completely.
Yeah.
The reaches to the right of it. And the exact right reaches you'd want on the top left, Cos and Take. You know what I mean? Just like, but the people is sick.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm thinking like...
They were battering yards then.
Too much.
Battering
man.
Yards then.
Too much. But I'm trying to think of the
He's
red
gone and done that.
Theme.
Fucking sick.
The red outline. Yeah. A lot of dubs, obviously some of the most classic dubs ever done on trains have a red outline on them. Yeah. What do you think is... Is it,
have you got the red Cosa piece? Cosa outline piece?
I don't have the red Cosa, but I do have one Cosa here. But what I wanted to say about red, is it purely because of inspiration from that Crime in the City dub in the red outline that everyone saw when we were younger? Do you think that's what people... Just red is like, you know, obviously attracts the eye more than any other color. It covers really well as well.
Goes over the blue very well.
Doesn't,
you know what I mean?
Doesn't clash. I mean, red is just, you can't go wrong with red, man. You know what? I'm going to send you another red outline dub. This one, I don't know if it's on your list as well, but
I
here we go.
Fucking dub, bruv.
Boom, I just sent it to you now.
Imagine if you done that dub, bruv.
Yeah, but you know what? This one...
Just, mate, I would just invite people around and say, look at my dub.
Yeah, but bruv, this one I just sent you...
Denise.
To me, it was done by BAP. Yeah, it says Denise. Window down, red outline.
I love this.
In a way, this one, like, I think it competes with the year.
This is sick.
The year is a top
this
to bottom.
Is sick,
so, of
bro.
Course, you can't fuck around with the top to bottom. But this window down here, man, I mean, the style on these letters, the crispness of it for the time. The balance of it, the way it's sitting on
the
there.
The stars, mate. The stars are fucking perfect.
The stars, the bubbles.
The letters are fucking perfect.
Pretty much spot on, man.
There's no shadow or nothing going on, man. Just he's
big fat
he's put highlights in it and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking hell. The reach underneath it, the people in the train. Fuck off, bruv.
So a couple of people sent this one in. A couple of people sent that in, but I was looking through just online, man. I got to big up a few Instagram accounts. Obviously, old school London trains. There's a one, I can't remember the names of them. Obviously, I went through the Enigma website, went through a couple people's. I can't remember now. I should have written them down.
No, that's what I'm feeling like a dick about.
Yeah. Come on, theme. You got another one? Let's go, because we're going to do a few more. And then we'll move on.
What is it? Me to send one?
Yeah, if you've got one handy. I mean, I've still got a bunch here.
Yeah, send one. I've just found one. I would have said.
All right, this one. It was sent in by Score TRC. I messaged him on Instagram. I said, "Hey, yo, what can you think of a dope dub on a train that you like?" And he goes, "This is the one that came to mind." Right. So he sent this one, Sire, S-I-R-E. Cool, real cool letters. Is there a year on it? No. No, there's no year on it. But, you know, classic letters as well. Very mean looking E. You know what I mean? Very nice indeed, man. Let me see. I think he wrote something next to it, or maybe not. Yeah. What are your thoughts on it? Oh, there you go. You sent me one. What's this one?
Just, I'm sending you, bro.
Brian.
That's what I'm sending you. Brian, bro.
Okay. So I remember...
This is brilliant because do you remember we used to think he was doing Brian because he couldn't spell brains?
Yes.
That is fucking brilliant.
And we fucked up because it's not
still,
that.
No, I still stand by that.
He's bigging up. He's but bigging also up
it's
Brian.
It's the name of the Fed as well.
Is it Brian Taylor? And there was Spencer. Because there was another writer writing.
Subs, I love them, bro.
But there was another writer writing Spens at the time. And yeah, Brains was writing Brian. And so they were like both bigging up Spencer and Taylor. So he was writing Brian and he was writing Spens. Anyway, sorry.
First Spens was Touch.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I can't remember.
It was one of them.
Yo, bro. But the Brian. Yeah. Had to put old Brian in there, bruv.
Big up Brian, man.
Look at that. SB again. SB Train Bombing Crew has come up twice in this list.
Yeah.
That could just be our age, though. Do you know what I mean? I'm sending you one right now, bitch. Get this down your fucking pipe and smoke it, bruv.
Oh, you send another one? Oh, yeah. This was on my list.
You don't know about no list. This wasn't on your list.
This was on my list as well, yes.
This was sent to me privately, bruv.
Yeah. So this is a Grand dub. Big up Grand, legendary writer.
Bruv, there are Grand trains.
Yeah.
Have been recently Grand trains running about.
Isn't it? Insane. Bro. He did that thing with Cope 2 on the BR.
This geezer. Oh, and yeah. They burned. Smoked him as
smoked
well, bro.
Him. Yeah, smoked him. It was like a sick thingy and then a sick Grand piece and then a little Cope piece like coming up next to it like that. I was cracking up when I saw that. Of course, Grand, like he's got plenty of dope pieces on trains.
Original Badman
Don Dapper.
Original Badman.
No doubt. All right, let me send you this one here. All right, you know what? Just for the fuck of it, I saw this. This came up on my timeline literally nice yesterday or day before yesterday. I don't know if you saw it floating around Instagram.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, so it's Spo DCI on a district line, but the Spo is backwards.
Running as well, bruv. Running. Look at it, bruv. Big up the general.
Salute. Every time.
Salute.
You know what theme? Mate, let me send you this one.
Nice train.
All the trains we've looked at so far have been pre-2000. Yeah. And a lot of trains have been hitting. You know, we talk about it a lot on the pod. A lot of trains have been getting hit recently, especially since the pandemic. But most of them are fucking pieces. Most people going down there doing at least two color fills or something. I was searching, looking for like just classic dub. You know what I mean? So I came across this one by a writer, Narcos. I kind of recognized the letters because I was trying to work out. I mean, obviously Narcos, but it was done in 2024.
I like that.
Yeah, it's nicely done, man. Nicely done. Just above the windows, orange outline, chrome fill, black one time with a bit of purple around the outside. Drugstore nice. Cowboy, Narcos. I thought, you know, out of all the ones I saw, I thought this one's probably worth checking out. You missed a bit of black for the one time, but it's all good. I'll let him off. You know what I mean? All right, theme just sent me another
hang
one.
Hang on, that one I've just sent you.
Yeah.
What train is that on?
The one you just sent me now?
Yeah.
That looks like an old district.
No, it doesn't.
I'm not that old.
I'm not sure this counts.
Why not?
Because it's not, I don't know if that's on the
underground. Oh, is that not?
I can't fucking see it.
You know what? That might not be, you know, look at the roof. Or is that the end of the where the photo cuts off? No, that's where the photo cuts off. Yeah, now fuck this one, man. Allow you and your BRs, bruv. But it is dope, though. Lewd. LEWD.
Done by force, isn't it?
We can all see whose letters they are, yes.
So, what train is that?
I don't know. I'm trying to work it out as well, man. Fuck knows, man.
Why is that my carpet? I can't see the shit at the top of it.
Yeah, I can't see it either. Let's move on from this one.
That must be a London train, bruv. I got it out of...
Let us know in the comments if you know where it is from.
Are we being fucking cunts? Or should we not even show that one?
Whatever. Let's just move on. All right, here's one I've just sent you now. This one was sent in by Acme out of his stash. He said most of these he didn't take, but he got them through trades or dice. Got them. But this one says Sirocco, C-I-R-O-K-O.
Look at the stars on the left. They're fucking perfect, bro.
But it's by Cherish. Did this one.
Fucking perfect. Sirocco.
Yeah, this is very nice. Those letters as well. Those are kind of classic style letters as well.
The stars on the left, Amber.
Yeah. Stars and bubbles together. There's no 3D. There's no nothing. There's highlights. Is that a chrome fill or like a
gold
fill? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought maybe because of the reflection, but nah, yeah, it's definitely like a copper fill. Very nice indeed.
That's a nice train, man. I'm very pleased that we both had that fume train.
Yeah. All right, let me see. I've still got a bunch left, but theme. I'm going to send a couple more to you just to kind of like nods, you know, going, yo, big these guys up. Well, this one we've already bigged them up. Teach. We got to give a props to
I'll do the same. I just send you one as well.
Yeah, send a bunch.
This teacher. Yeah, the teacher, of course.
Yeah, teacher. Window down. Here's the diet with a blue outline. And this one, actually, someone
you
sent this
one.
In.
I sent you the one rocker.
Oh, yeah. Let me check it out.
Yeah, nice.
The rocker. Oh, shit. That one's deep. What is that? Gold fill, red outline.
Yeah, you see, the man's got trees, bruv. Like,
yeah, but what does it say? One rock. Center? I don't know. That's dope, no?
I've got it.
Don't chuck it. That's a sick one. Big up Alex Ellison. Don't chuck it. Who did that? Spo didn't do that.
I don't know who did that.
That's a good one, though.
I don't actually know who did that.
Through the barbed wire fence. Big up Alex Ellison on Flickr. I think that's from Flickr.
This one is coming in now. Just pinged you in another little juicy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've got a bunch of teach trains that I haven't even posted yet because we've been bigging him up too much, man. But yeah, Dub, they're classic. Yeah, of course.
Here's the old Nike Tick Cozza.
Nice. Let me send you the Cozza that I had that I was going to send you, which because I was trying to work out if Cozza even did it. He must have. But here it is here. I'm sending it to you now. Bing Bosh. You see it? With the black outline.
Yeah.
Little red bits going through it. I like that one.
That's a nice dub, isn't it? That's in a... See that dub, that piece next to it, it's a Kano.
Which one? On the one I just sent you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Is it?
You see that Cozza dub? On the right, there's a Kano.
Oh, nice. Okay.
There's an old fucking Kano, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
All right, theme. Let's end on this one, man. Here you go.
Send it in.
I just sent it now. This one, we've spoken about it on the pod before. We can't go without bigging it up one more time. Oh, no. Before that one. Oh, no. Look at that one. Of course,
bro,
that one.
This is wicked because, you know what I mean? There's a proper history of graph in London. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, you didn't send it. I was trying to find the Diabolical Dubstars dub with the red outline that was done by Bass last year or the year before. I think it was last year, like the updated version of that one. But anyway.
I'm sure there's a honky top to bottom, which I can only find a piece.
I don't think it's a dub. Yeah, it's a piece. That's the thing.
I'm sure there's a honky top to bottom.
Yo, big up on that one. Listen, people in the comments, man, if we missed out a dub.
Can you imagine how much graph was done and there's no photo of it?
Yeah, I bet.
That is a fucking bitch.
Especially dubs as well. Like pieces. If someone's going to go do a train and paint a piece, they're going to take a lot of time to, they're going to dedicate time to fucking documenting it. But dubs, some people just go do dubs.
How many trains have been done?
Yeah.
Or almost finished or half finished. Or done with, and we've, the camera's broken, done and the fucking, we lost the camera.
Yeah.
Done and we don't have one in the first, or like half done.
Or the photo comes out shit.
That were coming out sick. The person who was doing it always says, bruv, it was coming out sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, nah, what was it?
It's crazy, man.
Man.
Yo, All right, listen, shall we do quickly a listener's question and then we'll call it a night there, man? All right?
Go on, Sam. Go on.
All right, let's go. People, please keep sending in your questions either through the email or the Instagram. Leave us a voice note question. All the links are below. So here's a question sent in. Let's go.
Beatboxing for you, dude. Jesus Christ. Team.
You can only use two pens and two caps for the rest of your time. What ones you choose in?
Salute, man, for the question.
Jeez.
Yes, man. Oh, I think I have a guest just came in. Yeah. Is he here?
No say.
Okay, if he comes in, he'll come in, man. But yeah, so if you had two caps, spray can nozzles,
New York and fat two, cap, bro. And New two York fat cap, 100 billion percent.
Yeah, New York fat cap.
You with your balloons.
Yeah, forget, ignore that.
yeah, no, a New York fat. I can do anything in a New York fat. I can do fill-ins quickly.
Yeah.
You can do throw-ups amazing in it. You can do nice fucking dubs and just almost one line the fucking outline.
I use New Yorks all the time. I do enjoy using them. I think they are good for, yeah, you can do relatively skinny lines and big lines with it, but it hurts my finger, man. After a while, it hurts my finger.
even for an outline especially.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm choosing that.
No, but it's not my favorite.
Fill it up quickly with it.
It's not my go-to, though. It's not my go-to. I would choose a pink dot over a New York, man. If I couldn't
and a New York, I would pink dot the fucking thing and then just.
But I'm just saying. Around it. I'm just saying, like, if I only had two nozzles I could ever use for the rest of my life, and I can only use two, I would choose a pink dot, and I would choose that. You know, the cream skinny. I don't know what the name.
What's the difference between that?
What?
The cream and the green and the.
It's just works nicely for me. Yeah, there's a skinny. There's the blue one. There's the black one. I've tried them all, but the cream one, for some reason,
I don't need all that shit. I need one like fat cap.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna do schemes and shit, I'll maybe put a skinny on it and just.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I do characters. I paint then, like a whole bunch of different stuff. Then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I reckon one skinny, one New York fat,
and that's it. That's all you got for nozzles. Now we got, so for me, it would be the cream skinny and just the pink dot fat one, man. So now, I've been enjoying that needle one for bombing.
You love that.
I love that needle one, man. I really do.
Seen about 85 billion reaches on Extra Drone. Put me up.
I'll put you up next time.
You're down there this weekend, Amber, always on the floor as well.
Yeah, right along. I told
you, just standing up and just doing it on the couch.
Yeah, like that, pointing it. That's the beauty of those. Because
you can point it down into the corner and just be like, right, I'm doing it there. Yeah.
They're better for getting high up reaches, to be honest, like, because you can reach up higher than you can reach.
It looks like all that Brazilian bombing kind of shit. When
yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It goes up like that.
Skinny, right. You can flare it a bit.
You love that shit.
It's just fun to
use. You've got loads of that shit around.
And it takes it takes like a precise wrist action. You know me?
It's a lovely little flick, the conductor of the Amber technique.
Now, pens. If you only could use two pens, marker pens for the rest of your life, which two would you use? Are you like, you're particularly a marker pen connoisseur? I don't, you know, theme. You're just like, if it's got ink in it and it works, I'm bombing.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like those silver ones.
Oh, yeah.
Pentel with the white. You know the Pentel with the white ink, brother? That's nice.
That's one of mine. That's one of mine, for sure. We mentioned it last episode with Mongo. He mentioned the Pentel. I love those Pentels.
Oh, yeah, he robbed it off Pav.
I never leave home without it, so I always have my little white Pentel with me. What's another pen that I really enjoy tagging with is...
But all the pens I used to know about, like probably, you know, there was like, they were called using... wide 500s or whatever.
Yeah, the super fatty ones. Yeah, the 2.5 inches ones. Yeah, they're good, but I never enjoyed bombing with it. I mean, obviously, if it had nice purple fibs in there and you're doing a train.
Just for the windows, across the hole of the window with one reach.
Those were good. The biggie pens, whatever we used to call them. I wouldn't have one of those. I'd definitely have a Pentel, and man, like...
The classic black, like, you know what I mean, on the outside of a shop on the white bit of a kebab shop, or less like a edding.
The edding ones. I was going to say the edding ones, or
with the square tip, or like a chiselish tip.
Yeah. Nah, you know what? I was in Chroma Black a while ago, and I bought one of those empty mops. It was called a squeezer. I can't remember the brand. Maybe Grog or one of those brands. It's called the squeezer. And I filled it with this burgundy ink. Like, he filled it with me in the shop. Filled it for me. Man, that was fun to bomb with. But the nib broke after, like, I went bombing a few times. You go on a slightly rough surface, it rips the whole thing off. You have to do it on a like metal or windows or whatever. Mm. Once you start doing it on any sort of rugged terrain, it just rips the thing off. It's too delicate. So I would choose that pen if it wasn't so delicate.
What ink was it?
It was like, I don't remember. I think Grog. That's what's coming into my head, but I really can't remember. Maybe On the Run, Grog, one of them things. I couldn't remember, but it was I'll look it up. I'll put a photo of it here, the squeezy pen that I have, but the nib just completely came off, and I was only tagging in one of those electrical boxes, you know, the green ones, but it'd been painted over because it'd been bombed, and then someone painted over, and then it'd been bombed, and they painted over, and then it'd been bombed, and it had layers of paint, so it had like a rough texture on it, and it just ripped the nib right off the fucking squeezer, bro.
Rip the squeezer. The squeezer's just ripped me nib off. Just
ripped me nib off, bro. Listen,
fucking hell.
Let's call it a night there, brother, man. I gotta go, man. But much love, man. Episode 78 in the bag, man. Sorry to cut it off short like that, but I got shit I need to do, man.
Got shit you need to do, bro. I just wanted to tell you an incredible story.
I mean, if it's incredible, go for it.
No, I'll leave it to next week now.
Leave it to next week. Make a note of it, man. Party people, every Wednesday. Leave a comment, leave a like, let us know. Because listen,
let us know if we missed a train out, because there was bare trains that we missed out.
Yes.
Bare trains that we missed out.
Exactly. Of course we did, man. Like, we just, you know... Yeah, we're just having fun here, man. Reminiscing on the good old days. Good old days.
Some of those imagine doing those trains, though, bro. Imagine,
so let me just say...
I just want to have done one of... There was like all the CGO crew. They've done bare dubs.
We should have got some dubs off them as well. We should have got some off them.
I'm sure I've seen and I see you and Apollo top to bottom sending dub. Mm.
But there were some people back then that were... Obviously, there was the 80s movement. Then during the 90s, when it got a lot harder to do yards, man, when it started getting a lot harder, a lot of people out there were more concentrating on damage and just doing, you know, it wasn't so much about the style so much, you know? So a lot of those type of dubs didn't make my list because, you know, okay, the damage is jokes. I mean, we had a few of them in there, but I tried to go towards more of the stylistic styles. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I stuck Brian in because he's a fucking bad man.
Silly Brian, man.
I've done a lot of trains.
Listen, theme, let me get the red tape out of the way. Party people listening and everyone watching on YouTube, there's ways you can support the podcast. If you're enjoying this and you want more, you can always, the best way to support is to join the Patreon. You know, you can send us
give us some applause. Join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon. You could send a couple of quid a month and it helps pay for my Ukrainian shitty internet and we'll get new headphones and all that good stuff. Second way, another way you can help the podcast is by hitting the like button and writing a comment, all right? Helps with the algorithm.
Write a comment.
Tell a friend to tell a friend, you know what I mean, that you enjoy the pod. This is all through word of mouth, man. So we appreciate it.
Let us know what trains we missed out.
Please do, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, man.
I'm surprised Mutlag didn't send one in.
Yeah, I asked him. I asked him, but he said, yeah, I'll get back to you. And then he didn't bother. He probably forgot.
I wanted to see a nice Mutlag one, man.
Yeah. And also, people listening, if you want us to do, like, you know, any other thing, like our favorite throw-ups or our favorite, I mean, you know, we've done that one. But, like, give us suggestions of what you want us to do in the future. You know, our favorite BRs, for example. I reckon we should do that theme for real. Because there's some
all
great
of those dubs, it's got to be that... You can't, whatever the buff.
Mm.
That top to bottom.
There's no amount of buff can cleanse our souls by Cherish.
For
and
me,
Carl.
That fume and that too cold. That too cold top to bottom, that fume with the pink and the 3D and the blue.
For me is the top one for fume and the year top to bottom as well.
The year top to bottom. But then that whole train there and then the PFB.
Yeah, the Merry Christmas.
Rebot Hard.
Of course.
Merry Christmas ting.
Theme, we're going to go out to this tune. John Cutler featuring E-Man, It's Yours, the Distant Music Mix. This one, whenever the weather is great and I'm doing a barbecue or something like that and you want to set off the vibe, you want to get people dancing, you want to get a nice vibe going, this is what I play, man. So check it out.
You best be not be having a barbecue tonight and not invite me.
I'm not, but I will be having one soon and I will let you know, okay, brother? All right, party people, we out. Arms House.
Arms House to your mum's house, episode 78. Everything great. Oh, yeah, nice. Chiringuito, too.
What makes you journey into the night and take a flight?
You want no more tapas? You want no more cerveza?
Chasing beats through ghetto streets to a dungeonous temple left by our soul descendants.
I love this one so much.
Peace, energy, and light. If you were to find this temple, do you have the knowledge to enter the temple? Do you want it?
Do you want it?
And if you had it, would you flaunt it? Well, it's
the
yours.
The sun is low, this night and flow and soar into your world. It's a fire burn within your heart, that now it's yours. If you feel it in yourself, I love the light of you.
Acquiring entrance to the temple is hard but fair. Trek through God-forsaken elements because the reward is well worth the journey. Stay steadfast in your pursuit of the light. The light is knowledge. Do you want it? And if you had it, would you flaunt it?
It's yours. It's yours. It's light and flow and soar into your world. It's a fire burn within your heart. It's now it's yours. If you feel it in yourself, I know the light of you.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?